Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's a Bible question we can answer or some particular topic you'd like us to discuss with you, why, give us a call. That toll-free number is 844-322-2742. Again, that's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. Boy,
yes,
the
indeed.
Date is coming fast. Of course, December 25th. We don't really know that that's the date that Jesus was born. But
it's Christmas.
It is. It's the date that we celebrate. And it's really a whole season, isn't it?
Yes.
As I said yesterday, we've been celebrating since before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving, yeah.
You know, as soon as Gina can find Christmas music on the radio, man, we're listening
yeah.
every single day. And boy, those are just great songs. And as many people say, this just really is the best time of the year. And as far as believers are concerned, it's really about Jesus. I mean, this whole gospel message is about Jesus, his birth, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, his coming back. Everything is tied to Jesus. He is the story, and yet so many people mess that up. They were messing it up back in Jesus's day. I mean, here, the teachers of the law, they had totally missed the message of the Old Testament. And that message of the Old Testament was about Jesus as well.
Yes.
As Jesus said to the Pharisees, you search the scriptures diligently in hopes that in them you will find eternal life. Yet, these are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me for life.
Yes.
So all the Old Testament, from Genesis all the way to Malachi, is about Jesus Christ. And then Jesus comes on the scene in the New Testament, and we see his birth, and then we witness his ministry, the miracles, the teaching, the power and authority that he delivered to the people of that particular day. And then we see him giving up his life on a cross, on a Roman cross, on a hill outside of Jerusalem. We see him being buried in a borrowed tomb, and then the third day being raised back to life, coming out of that grave so that you and I can have hope and everlasting life in him. So it's a story about Jesus, yet religious leaders turn it and change it and twist it and pervert it. And that's what was happening back in Jesus's day. It's what's happening today. Listen to what Jesus said about the Pharisees. This is in verse 46 of Luke chapter 11. So Luke 11:46. And Jesus is giving a whole number of things that the Pharisees are doing and just really revealing their heart attitudes. And here he says this. Yes, said Jesus, what sorrow also awaits you experts in religious law. So these were experts in religious law, for you crush people with unbearable religious demands, and you never lift a finger to ease the burden. Wow, what an indictment
yes.
on those teachers and those experts in religious law, on the Pharisees. They weigh people down with unbearable religious demands. They crush them with religious demands. They put on the backs of their followers a heavy bag of do's and don'ts. Maybe you've been in a religious situation where you've walked away carrying a heavy bag of do's and don'ts, and you're just being crushed under that weight. Well, here's the reason, because you haven't heard the real story about Jesus. When you hear the real story about Jesus, all of your burdens are eased. Why? Because his burden is light. His ways are easy, and he will actually give rest to your soul. So if you're struggling under a weight of do's and don'ts, a weight of religious expectations, a weight of religious traditions, would you recognize that? Would you confess that truth? and then say, Lord, I'm ready to hear the real story about Jesus. I want to know who he is. I want to know why he came into this world. I want to know why he offered himself on a Roman cross. I want to know why he was buried in a borrowed tomb. I want to know why he was raised back to life. God, will you tell me the story of Jesus so that I can be set free from this crushing bag of heavy burden? That's what this gospel message will do. It will set you free.
Can't think of a better place to hear that message than right here on Basic Gospel Every Day. The phone number, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now, and we want to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to talk about, perhaps what Bob was talking about at the outset of the broadcast here, or some other topic, well, this is a good time to call, 844-322-2742. And Bob and Richard, an email that we just received overnight from someone who's going through much the same that you're talking about. This is from Laura, who listens online. She says, I just discovered your radio program recently on oneplace.com, and I've been praying for some time that the Lord would help me to understand his love for me, as he often seems distant and or displeased with me. Your program has been so refreshing, like a cup of cold water in the desert. Truly, I don't know any other program like it, or of any church for that matter, that focuses solely on the work of Christ. It seems as if most preaching today is a little bit of the gospel, then super heavy on our responsibility before God, without telling us how or when to get the power to live the Christian life. I understand in my head, she says, that Jesus paid it all, but how do I get it down into my heart? I am in full-time ministry, she says, and she says, I do love the Lord, but it's sometimes been a battle with my emotions to really believe that he loves me, because there's always some improvement to be made in our character or in our service and so forth. I always feel like there is a cloud of disapproval hanging over my head, and other Christians have expressed their disapproval of me. How can I know that God truly loves and accepts me when people don't? My father died unexpectedly a few months ago, and it has been such a loss and a great grief to bear. Sometimes I wonder why the Lord allowed it to happen the way it did. Well, anyway, I really appreciate your program, and more than anything else, your review of the gospel message, I find my heart filling with hope. Signed in Christ, that's from Laura, who listens online.
It's a powerful email, and yes. And you know, I just feel her heart in that, and I identify with her story. I mean, that was me, and that was you, Richard, and that was you, Bob Davis, and you know, we tried to walk with God, and we found out we were lame. We didn't have what it took to really walk with God through human effort. And we couldn't praise God because there was nothing to praise him for. Why? Because, you know, every time we fell flat on our faces, there was just more condemnation, more judgment, not only from God, but from everybody else. And then the self-condemnation. So we were just piling it on, and it was being piled on us. And that's what Laura is experiencing. She's trying with human effort to please people. She's trying to live out those expectations, but she's doing it through human effort. So we have to step back and say, what's the real source of this Christian life, or who is the real source of this Christian life? And it's Jesus from start to finish. And so, you know, as far as emotions are concerned, you know, our emotions can get very strained. We can think something and feel something for a long time that just becomes our emotional state. And it's going to take a while to break through that, to come to a different emotional state. But in the meantime, you have to stand on truth. You have to stand on what the gospel message really is. And that's where you begin. And I think you begin at the cross and take a look at what Jesus accomplished for you there. Because if you're weighed down with guilt, maybe it's because you hadn't believed what the cross has really done, what Jesus has accomplished there, the fact that he took away your sins once and for all. And that in and of itself was a demonstration of God's love. So if you want to know the love of God, I think that's where you have to start. What did Jesus accomplish through his death for me at that cross? And I think God is going to be willing to answer that prayer, and he will answer that prayer, and he will do so in incredible ways. And he will connect you to the love of Christ in ways that you never dreamed imaginable or possible, and it will far exceed all of your expectations. So I think you have to get your eyes off of others. You have to get your eyes off of the expectations of others. You have to get your eyes off of your own expectations and put them squarely on Jesus.
Yeah.
And let the story of Jesus just wash over your heart and wash in and through your mind and renew it so that you can come out knowing that Jesus really does love you, just as he said.
I want to add an exclamation point to what you just said, because in my life, when I finally realized I was stuck in religion rather than in a relationship, I got angry and started pointing fingers at the leaders. It's their fault. It's their fault. And that whole time Jesus said, you're still not looking at me. Don't put the anger on somebody that has no control over you. Look at me and let me change your life. Yeah. And that's the key.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And Laura, we are so glad that you found the program on oneplace.com. And we pray that as you continue to listen, as you go into the Word of God with this prayer on your heart for God to show you his love, that hope will continue to fill your heart as it has been. And that's what the message of the gospel does. It brings hope in a hopeless situation. That teaching of the Pharisees, that heavy burden, there's no hope there.
No.
And those teachers, they don't lift a finger to help you out of it. A matter of fact, they hide the key to the real knowledge of the gospel. Why? Because they've never entered in, and they don't want you to enter in. But when this gospel message breaks through, you start to get a sense of hope. And as you listen more and more to the story about Jesus, that hope just expands and expands and expands. And that's when real comfort and real joy and real peace can be a part of your experience.
Yeah. Well, Laura, thanks for reaching out to us. And thank you for the encouragement of your message to us as a ministry on the air every day, proclaiming the truth of God and his word.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to New York and listen and talk with Peter, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Peter.
Hey, brothers, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you today.
Likewise, I like to speak. I have a question about, like, home assembling at home, having service at home. Like, you know, I've been reading about this. What's your take on that? Is it biblical? Is it unbiblical? Is it dangerous?
Well, Peter, all the early gatherings, you know, after the day of Pentecost, when the believers gathered together, it was in homes. They didn't have big old church buildings. They didn't have have these edifices that you know, have been built, called the houses of God type thing. They just met together in homes, or met wherever wherever they could. And
now, for modern day, is it okay?
Well, of course,
yeah,
it's okay.
Men, biblical,
yeah, okay. Of course it's okay.
Yeah, like I say, I'm you know, I've been born again for a couple of years and still seeking, you know. I'm not totally in line with all different denominations. You know, they'll never be the perfect church, of course. But it's just. And what about Lord's Supper? I mean, aren't we when we assemble together? Shouldn't we have it every time we assemble? Well, not really.
Well, it just simply says as often as you want. So there's no real rules.
There's no biblical rule, right?
Yeah,
right.
As far as frequency. You know, some churches have it every Sunday. Some have it once a quarter. Some have it once a year. And the number doesn't really matter. It's what you're celebrating, what you're honoring. And what you're honoring is the fact that you are now a part of the body of Christ. When you came to Christ individually, Peter, when you received Jesus, then you were added to the body of Christ. You became a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. And what binds us together as members of this body of Christ is this new covenant that we live in. And so when we take the cup, we're celebrating the fact that we're all a part of this new covenant, that we are the people of God. We have assurance. We have his Spirit living within us. We know the Lord. We know him personally and intimately. And all of our sins have been forgiven, and God remembers them no more. So that's what we're celebrating. And so we're remembering that Christ's death is what made all of that possible. So as often as you do, do so in remembrance of Jesus.
Right. So you, in other words, the congregation has to agree on that. In other words, if they feel comfortable.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
Yeah. Remember, remember, Peter, home churches and big building churches are all made up of people. Therefore, you're going to get all the fun and frivolity that people bring, problems and solutions and all of that. So it's not the form that is blessed. It's the fact that we are the children of God. And therefore, we get to come together and encourage one another in whatever format.
As Christians and as sometimes pastors get caught up in how much of a, you know, how much of a assembly they have, how many members and all, you know, and they feel that they're, because they have thousands of members, that they're blessed. I mean, you can't compare 10 to 2,000. To me, it's the same thing. We're all one body.
Yeah, you're right, Peter. Absolutely. That's exactly right.
You know, we're one body. So whether it's 5 or 10 people or 10,000, it's one body, you know, one cup, one body, one, you know, it's just.
Yeah,
you know,
you're exactly right.
Like I said, I'm just seeking. I'm just, you know.
Well, just meet with some believers. I think that's important to do because when you were saved, you were added to the body of Christ. So go and participate with other members of the body of Christ, whether it's in a home Bible study, whether it's in a Sunday school class, whether it's in a big mega church. Just connect with other members of the body of Christ. Well, Peter, thanks.
Right. I mean, you're welcome.
All right. Call us anytime, my friend.
Just a quick reminder, friends, that Basic Gospel is indeed a listener-supported ministry, and for your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month, you're going to receive a copy of our excellent Bible reading plan called Meet the Author. It's a one-year plan that you can use as your personal journey to a journal to discover the author and finisher of the New Covenant, of course, Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. You'll find a prominent link called Meet the Author at BasicGospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742 to make your gift and request your copy of Meet the Author. Again, that's Meet the Author, that particular link at BasicGospel.net, or calling 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Queens, New York, and talk with Kathy listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Kathy.
Good afternoon, brothers. Was calling basically for you both to pray for me. If I can just give you a little backdrop, I feel so spiritually disconnected, and I don't want to say dead spiritually, but I've had such a rough time over the last few years that I feel so beaten down that I just need prayer for spiritual regeneration, spiritual cleansing. Because I just feel spiritually lost, spiritually in limbo right now. And it's a very bad feeling. It's a feeling of hopelessness. And I need some intensive prayer.
Okay, Kathy, I hear your heart there. And boy, there is good news for you.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, and that good news is Jesus, and I don't know if you've ever come to him by faith and received him into your heart, but, you know, that's the solution. Everything that you've talked about as far as feeling disconnected, as far as feeling kind of spiritually dead inside, as far as just all the different things that you shared, you know, the gospel is the answer to that. And Jesus wants to come and live inside of you and to give you new life and to give you his life so that whatever you're doing, wherever you are, he's there with you. And his presence is what gives you that peace and that comfort and that sense of purpose in this world today. And so, Kathy, I'm just wondering if you would like to receive Jesus today.
I thought I had, but I guess I haven't. I thought I had.
Well, Kathy, I don't know what your story there is, but let me just tell you the gospel. I mean, here's the good news. Jesus did more for you than just merely die for your sins. He did do that. He came into this world. He He inhabited the body that God prepared for him. He offered that body as a once-for-all sacrifice, Kathy, to take away all of your sins. But then that body was lowered down off a cross, and it was placed into a borrowed tomb. And 3 days later, Jesus came out fully alive and forever alive. And Amen. He wants to give you life. That's what the gospel is all about, giving you life. John wrote in his gospel that when you receive Jesus, you cross over from death to life. Jesus himself said that he was the resurrection and the life. And so that's what he wants to give you, is new life, Kathy. And he wants to come and live inside of you. And all you do is just open up your heart and receive. And if you're willing to do that today, I would be honored to lead you in prayer. Prayer doesn't save. The whole salvation is by grace through faith. And God wants to reach down to you in grace and give you new life in Jesus.
Yes, and I so want it so desperately.
Well, let's just pray together, Kathy, okay? And I'll pray, and then if you will just repeat after me, okay?
I certainly will.
Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus.
Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus.
Thank you that Jesus took away my sins once and for all.
Thank you that Jesus took away my sins once and for all.
Thank you that he was buried, and on the third day he arose from the dead.
Thank you that he was buried and arose on the third day from the dead.
So right now, I confess that Jesus is Lord.
So right now, I confess that Jesus is Lord.
And I truly believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead.
And I truly believe within my heart that you raised him from the dead.
So that I might have life.
So that I might have life.
And right now, I receive you into my heart.
Right now, I receive you into my heart.
To be my Lord and to be my God.
To be my Lord and to be my God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, what we're going to do, we're going to send you some follow-up information, and then we want to stay connected with you. But right now, we want to rejoice with you.
Yes, indeed.
Okay? here's just the most awesome thing in the world. When anybody repents and comes to Jesus for life, the whole angelic community sings for joy. And right now, the whole angelic host is singing for joy because Kathy from Queens, New York, confessed with her mouth that Jesus is Lord and believed in her heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Man, that's exciting stuff, Kathy. And on the promise of God, Jesus has come to live inside of you and has given you new life. And we want to help you along this journey to really take hold of this new life and live it to the full, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get some information from you. We're going to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We have some other resources that can really help you understand what just took place. And then we want to stay connected, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. And okay. God bless you both.
Well, God bless you, Kathy, and welcome to the family of God.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. You hang on, okay?
Thank you, I will. Merry Christmas to you both.
Okay. God bless. Hang on.
Oh, my goodness. You know, what greater privilege could there be than to be available at someone's time of need?
Absolutely. And I think Kathy, just like Laura at the beginning, was talking about all the things that she's heard and all the religious expectations and all those burdens. And you just can't have life that way. It's only in Jesus. And thank God that message was delivered. And so thankful to all of our supporters for making this event, this conversation possible.
What a wonderful way to close this broadcast. And again, friends, we thank you for being a part of it. For those of you who partner with us, God bless you. And let's keep up the good work to get the word out. So now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.